With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news and good news to report on this Easter Sunday morning as we've learned that the missing service member that was shot down Friday over Iran has been rescued. He and the extraction team is now safely out of Iran. The stranded weapons system officer and highly respected colonel had retreated to a cliffside area after ejecting from the F-15E fighter jet Friday. His emergency beacon was detected by the extraction team late last night, and the rescue operation ensued. Hundreds of U.S. service members were involved in the rescue, and the CIA aided in locating the stranded officer and launched a deception campaign against Iran to ensure a safe rescue operation. President Trump issued a statement on social media early this morning saying that the rescued pilot is injured but will be just fine, and that this was one of the most daring search and rescue operations in U.S. history. We'll continue to provide updates on this developing story. A surprising announcement last week from the Pentagon.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth removed the Army's top uniformed officer and two other generals without giving a reason for the departures. It was an unusual personnel move during major combat operations against Iran. Meanwhile, President Trump offered no clear timeline on when the war may end during Wednesday's nationwide address. He said the conflict would end very shortly, but also said U.S. military forces would continue to hit Iran hard for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's an Easter event at the White House.
On Monday, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will host the 49th Easter Egg Roll at the White House. The Egg Roll is one of the oldest White House traditions dating back to 1878 and the presidency of Rutherford B. Hayes. This year's Egg Roll is themed America 250, which honors the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
This is SRN News. A Methodist agency endorses sex change operations for children. Correspondent Michael Harrington has more.
Bishop Julius Trimble is head of the United Methodist Church's General Board of Church and Society. In an article, he condemns states that are passing bans on sex change operations on kids, saying, quote, "As United Methodists, we are called to stand with transgender people, rejecting laws that allow politicians to dictate their health care decisions." Trimble is urging UMC members to support Democratic legislation to overturn the sex change bans. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Justice Department is investigating whether California and Maine violate the rights of female inmates when they house them with men. The investigation will focus on the California Institution for Women in San Bernardino County and the Central California Women's Facility in Madera County, as well as the Maine Correctional Center in Windham. Both states have policies saying inmates should be housed in a facility with their own gender. This is SRN News. President Trump has signed an order intended to stabilize college sports.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order aimed at fixing college sports that would give federal agencies authority to cut funding at schools that do not comply with mandates covering transfers, eligibility, and pay for play. The order is a laundry list of proposed fixes, many of which lawmakers and college leaders have been pushing for since the approval of a $2.8 billion settlement changed the face of games that were once played by pure amateurs. Part of the order calls for the establishment of clear, consistent, and fair eligibility limits, including a 5-year participation window. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Workers at one of the nation's largest meatpacking plants plan to return to work next week, halting a 3-week strike. The strike by thousands of workers in Greeley, Colorado, began March 16th. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.